Wendell up the floor on the left-hand dribble down the left side. On the wing, KD, top of the circle, Cardwell. To Johnson straight away. Step back, three ball. KD got it.
He's feeling it. Let him have it.
Moffitt spins down the right side of the lane. Head fake twice, three times. Put it up, bent him, and blocked
good.
By Traore.
Good defense.
Rebound Flanagan up the floor. KD three, bang! Woo-hoo! 10 threes. That's a new season high for the Tigers. Among those 44 points coming off the bench tonight was 16 from KD Johnson, who was 5 of 9 from the field, nearly perfect from 3. He was 4 of 5 from 3, and perfect from the free throw line at 2 of 2. And KD now joins us on the Regions Bank postgame show. Congratulations. It appeared to us that you were feeling it a little bit tonight. Is that accurate?
Most definitely. You know, in the jungle, it gets crazy. I came in and hit a couple shots, and, you know, the jungle just filled me up, and I hit a couple more, so...
How much does it help you when you hit that first, when you get that first one to go?
Oh, that's everything to me. You know, if I hit one, especially my first one, you know, that puts you in the positive to feel comfortable to shoot another one. So after I hit that one and I hit another one, I feel like I can get them up.
It was a good shooting night for Auburn in general. 55% from the field, a season high 10 threes all night. So what was the difference from an offensive rhythm tonight, KD?
The last couple of practices, you know, BP been telling us, you know, we're playing great defense, but, you know, we need to bail ourselves out on offense with our offense. You know, we have a lot of good offensive players, so we just need to use it and put it in the work in the games. You know, he just stressed during practice, we just got up a lot of shots, a lot of players came in, just worked out. And, you know, that just seen it. The outcome came out good tonight.
That was a Colgate team that liked to get out and run the transition. But you guys dominated the transition game tonight at both ends of the floor.
Yes, sir. You know, BP told us they like to get out fast. You know, don't be celebrating this game a lot. They'll play a lot quicker. You know, so we just stayed on top of that to get the W.
It's got to feel good to get a win like this before you guys go into final exams, get a little bit of a break, and get ready for Memphis a week from Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Appreciate
Enjoy
it.
This one. War Eagle.
Thank you.
Cardwell up the left sideline. Westry behind the back dribble, between the leg dribble. Right-hand dribble. Free throw line. Bounce pass into the corner for Flanagan, right side. 20 to shoot for Auburn. Allen rises up and scores. A three from the right wing. Allen got the start tonight, played 27 minutes and 14 seconds. He was 5 of 7 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3, added 7 rebounds on the night, scored 12 points and added 3 assists, and he joins us on the Regions Bank postgame show. When did you know that you were going to get the start? You're going to be in that starting lineup tonight, Allen?
Yesterday, actually.
All right.
Yeah.
Did that excite you?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. And it appeared, I mean, you were looking for it early tonight for you.
Yeah, I knew we needed a boost. Having Jay Will out, he's one of our prime post finishers, so having him out, I knew I had to step up and knock down some shots early for us.
How much does it help to have some guys that can play some multiple positions? Because you move Chris, Simo goes from the three and plays the four with you inserted at the three. Tonight we've seen Chance play the one, two, and the three. Some guys showing some versatility with this ball club right now.
I mean, if you look down our roster, the depth of our roster, that's what we made out of, just a bunch of guys who are very versatile, can play different positions.
Bench points tonight, one of the telling stats tonight. 44 points for Auburn's bench, even without Jay Will available tonight. So you guys outscore Colgate 44-9 in bench points tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the bench plays a big part. A big part of us and our success. Just, you know, we play 10 guys, a 10-man rotation. So when the starters are tired, you sub bench guys in the rotation, and we just keep going. We don't let it down.
All right, I will ask you the same question I asked KD, because offensive consistency has been an issue. Auburn's played great defense all season. Offensively, kind of up and down. So what was the difference? What was the key from an offensive rhythm standpoint tonight, Allen?
Just, you know, not rushing shots, sitting down, reading what they're giving us, and just taking what they give, not forcing anything.
All right. Great job out there tonight. Congratulations, War Eagle.
Appreciate it, War Eagle.
Green, Johnson lobs it into the middle of that zone. Traore into the corner. Berman. Yes, from the right corner.
He's in there to keep them from playing that zone. If it does, he burns it.
The Berminator from the right corner. Janai, head fake. Goes up, he missed it. Rebound fought for. Comes to Janai. Lees for Wendell. 41 seconds in the first half. Auburn by 14. Green, three ball, left side. Good. Woo! Rainbow three, Wendell. Rainbow.
What a shot.
Open Baker three ball. No. Long rebound pulled in by Treor to Wendell Green up the floor. Lobs it underneath. Cardwell behind the defense to Treor with the two-hand hammer.
What a great pass. A great pass ahead. A great pass to a cutter down the lane.
Smith across midcourt. Right-hand dribble against Zepp. To the right sideline. Pulls up at the wing. Gets it top of the circle. Woodward. To their two bigs are in the game. Woodward and Records. And there's a steal. Janai Broome. Coast in, jam reverse. Joined now by Tigers head coach Bruce Pearl. And coach, congratulations. I know this game concerns you. Well, you and I talked about it a couple times today. This team concerned you, and your ball club came out and played, I thought, very, very well.
Well, the way we guard is really, you know, really hard for Colgate to run their stuff, and yet their coach did a brilliant job trying to take advantage of the way we guard. His spacing was good. You know, obviously we weren't coming off shooters. We're going to force them to make one-on-one plays, and that's what you do against a team that you're, you know, physically superior to, that you're more athletic than. You know, you just come off. You don't come off. And yet there were times, you know, that we came off, you know, and put two guys on the ball. And when you do that against Colgate, they're going to find the open shooters. And, you know, the way we guard kind of wears them out a little bit. It's a tough matchup, you know, for them. That's a team that's going to win their league. That's a team – that's a win against the field, because we'll be rooting for Colgate all year long.
Absolutely.
To win the Patriot League and get in the NCAA tournament.
Bench points tonight. Boy, you used your depth again. 44-9 in bench points tonight for the Tigers.
Yep, and we did it tonight without Jalen Williams.
Right.
And so, you know, I thought, Ryan Moffitt, the number four, you know, he didn't score in the first half. He did better in the second half. But Chris Moore and Yohan both did a really good job on him and without Jalen. And so I thought those guys, you know, stepped up a little bit. This is the best Yohan's play. It's the best Chance Westry's play, and they both look like they belonged out there. They both were making athletic plays, and they made us better tonight. And they both know it's time. And so,
yeah, you told us on Tiger Talk last night you challenged them a little bit this week.
Absolutely, absolutely, we did. And they were both very, very productive. You know, Janai had Yohan had a terrific plus minus number. He actually won in plus minus. We were plus 22 with him on the floor. We were plus 16 with Chance on the floor, which is hard to do. You know, I thought Trey Donaldson came in and did well, you know, when he was in there too. Right. So those three young freshmen all definitely contributed.
And KD Johnson, a whole hum, 16 points, and he goes 4 or 5 from 3.
Yep.
He was your spark in the first half.
Well, we were 10 for 22 from 3 and finally shot open shots, and that was important. I think that is going to bode well for us, because that's what we've got to do. We still have got to do something at the foul line. I'm very concerned about the foul line, and I'm not happy about it at all. Janai should be an 80% free throw shooter.
Right.
And we got to fix it. I've got to change up what we're doing with him on his free throw. And quite honestly, if he's going to get 13 shots, he's got to shoot better than 50% from inside. You know, I told him, I said, if he can't shoot a better percentage, we're not going to be able to go through him. Period.
How about this score tonight? Auburn 3, Creighton 2. Auburn wins.
Unbelievable.
In the NCAA tournament at Creighton. How about that?
We're a volleyball school.
Yeah.
That's Auburn being Auburn right there now. Yeah. And that was at Creighton.
That
was in Omaha on their home court. And, you know, that's just unbelievable. You know, it's tremendous. But we got a really good young team. And I was so happy for the ladies this year, because they developed a following. All of a sudden, they started getting kids coming out to watch volleyball here in Neville Arena. And they were fun to watch.
Yeah.
And good for them. That's awesome.
All right. Final exams and then Memphis on the other side. Just talk about the week coming up for these guys as they go through the final exams.
Well, you know, we're going to take 2 days off. And so I'm going recruiting. I'm going recruiting this weekend, I'm actually going to see my mom and dad on Sunday.
Wonderful.
So I'm kind of blending recruiting with going down to see my mom and dad, just have breakfast with them, spend a part of the day with them, and then I'll get back on Monday. We'll practice Monday night, recruit a little bit Tuesday also, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's all Memphis. The Tigers are good. They're athletic. They'll have pros. It'll be a different scout. It's going to be, you know, we can't play them the way we played Colgate. That's the beauty of what we do. Our system is able to adjust. You know, St. Louis and Memphis played each other and played it to a very close game. Memphis went to St. Louis, almost beat him at St. Louis, but St. Louis won. So, I mean, look, it's you know, Memphis is they recruit as a top 10 type program. We got to get people to Atlanta. That's one big thing. I appreciate. We need witnesses.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a great, like, triple or quadruple header on Saturday over at State Farm Arena. There are plenty of tickets available. So just encouraging all of our Auburn fans, go to Atlanta, go shop next Saturday, you know, hang out in Atlanta and come watch us play. I believe we tip at 5 o'clock
Eastern
Eastern time in Atlanta.
Congratulations on this one, Coach. War Eagle.
War Eagle.